shield around it to...
So are there better microphones? Is there better... Because, I mean, the, I don't know that it was designed to...
This one here...
do what we're doing.
Doing the research, it's the best one we came up with, and the IT department helped out on it also, researching.
The employees in the building itself, are they directing traffic properly over the scale, or is there some confusion of sending them some places and other people may send them other places? Are we all on the same?
We all need to get on the same page, because there might be somebody, like you say, sending it around, and they really need to go across the scale.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I thought. I thought they were trying to send them around the
area. So I think we need to make sure that if
we're on the same page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That way, we're giving the same direction to everybody. There is no confusion, and it's not.
Is there
one thing one time and a different way? It just depends upon who's in there. So.
Right.
I kind of think maybe that's what we're getting.
Yeah.
I think I know that's what we're getting.
So if so, it would be good when we get the fence up. We can see how that works then, and. Have we heard anything, if the state's going to approve or not, the entrance?
I haven't heard any further. I talked to Dusty from MoDOT, and they haven't contacted him, or they went around him to somebody else to talk to.
Okay. Well, I personally have had nothing but compliments on the Recycle Center since it opened. And I've had several of them. I've had people wait for me after I'll be at a meeting or something to want to tell me that how efficient it is. And
we get numerous calls every day, mm-hmm. Asking questions about it. And
I get emails. And
so far, so good on community service. They've been working out great. Showing up.
Are the numbers where we thought they were going to be? Have they exceeded? Are they not quite there as far as the... intake?
I think they're further than what we anticipated.
Are they?
No long. We've only been open since February 1st. We've had one semi-trailer took off so far, and we've almost got enough cardboard right now for another semi-trailer.
That pretty much goes with their numbers the way they were.
Correct.
That's what I was asking. Does it exceed what the expectation was or what Branson was doing? Or? Was it the same, or was it just not quite built up to that yet, or we don't know?
We don't know those figures yet. But
seems to get busier and busier.
Yeah, every week it's getting busier. People are starting to hear about it.
Well, it's a good service.
Oh, yeah.
Glad we're...
Most definitely.
Like last Monday,
we had, I think, 215 customers.
Thank
on
you,
transfer,
Jim.
And not what we had on recycling.
Cars that went through their vehicles. On Monday, so
that was paying customers only.
Yeah,
that was the transfer side.
Yes.
Not including how many came through for the
recycle.
Do we need to? And maybe we do, maybe we don't. Do we need to put a counter where you just click for recycling? That way, at least we keep track of the coming in.
Or you can keep track of it, maybe back.
Or keep track of it at the. Yeah, that may be something. Put it at the recycling center. Have them keep track of how many people come in. And that'll help us with logistics in the future if we do need to do some traffic studies or something.
We'll get a counter that he can click.
Yeah. I did have at the transfer station tell me they'd had some try to come in there with it, and they send them back to the... And we did have arrows there, but as you know, it's a dirty area.
Yeah.
They're not there anymore.
Yeah.
We can paint our own, can we not?
We did.
Okay. But it gets traveled over.
Right, but I'm saying it's not like we have to wait on
a
company to come do it.
We can
do it.
So we probably need to make sure we stay on top of that. If that helps, we probably need to stay on top of that as well.
Okay.
Well, good.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I know you're kind of waiting for everything to kind of start working out before we, had some media and stuff out there. Have you invited?
Mm-hmm. Haven't you been out there? Oh, I thought you had.
Have you invited AJ?
He was waiting for you guys.
Oh, okay.
Hey, if you guys are ready for it, why don't you invite AJ out so she can do a story on it?
When do you want to have it?
What's that?
Do you all want to be there for like a ribbon cutting or?
This commission has never been big on
Channel 10 had left their card one time whenever it was ready.
Well, we've got a guy from the radio station up in Springfield that had contacted me also wanting to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think we need to make sure that local media knows about it first.
I'm just saying that Even Beyond has contacted me.
No, I think
we'll do.
They're here every week, so we probably need to let them know about it as well.
All right. Thank you.
Parks Department update.
Do you want to have her come in?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you announce, Clint, your names for the record?
Yeah, I'm Clint Hilliard, the chair of the Taney County Park Board. And then I have Laverne Clark. Yeah, she's represent from Powerside Community Center.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We had talked about it. The Powerside Community Center had approached us as taking over their community center. they had some people pass away, and there's just not, you know, they just don't have the means and the people to support it anymore. So they come to us to possibly take it over. We as a board, we've talked about it for the last 2 months. We voted last Thursday as a board, advisory board, that it would be a good deal if you guys would accept it. We just think, as a board, there's possibilities for rentals, out there. I think there's some possibilities for, like weddings groups, community center rentals and everything. We called around and talked to some people. Like Merriam Woods is $175 to rent it plus a $25 cleaning fee. And then when they rent it, and if it's back in good standing order, they get $50 back. So basically it's a $150 rental fee. Rockaway Beach is about $100 to $150 to rent their hall down there. We've kind of looked it up. Utilities is about $1,200 a year. We still got some logistics on the cleaning aspect of it, on who's going to clean it, and everything like that after they, do a cleaning deposit, but, like a deep clean and stuff like that, so after every rental. So.
That small of a building, you think you can rent for that price? Did you say they were renting it for like $35 a month?
Yes.
I mean, $35 a time. I'm sorry.
Yes. When we rented it, it was a $25 fee for members of the community center, $35 for people who were not members. Mm-hmm. And we had originally planned to add the $25 cleaning fee, and then they would get the $25 back if they left the building in good condition. But I don't know, I don't think they've been charging the $25 cleaning fee. But we've rented it for showers and birthday parties and holiday. If you have a large family, they can rent the community center for dinner if they have extended family.
I got a list of your expenses, but I didn't think to get a list of how often you'd rented the income. I'm going to sit down and drink of water. I'm sorry.
You want to take a 5-minute recess?
I'm just going to get a drink of water. I'm sorry.
All right.
Well, do you, I'm guessing you guys have been communicating with Ms. Wyatt on this?
Yes, I've, little bit. Laverne give her the utilities, what the utilities cost a year. The insurance is paid up, which I understand the county is going to the county's insurance. The building in whole, it was a new roof on the Leap Day tornado. I do know that. The building's in decent, is good shape. But I think it'd be an addition to, we have the basketball courts right there. I think it just, we have the Mincy Park down there with the rodeo arena and everything. And then we could, market it. We'd have to get it out and market it and have it as an extra revenue stream for rental property, you know.
How is it receiving funding now? Is there a community that pays dues?
Yes, the dues were $1 a month. And we did have a large membership, but we're down to like 7 people right now. We've lost our president and our vice president. President died just before Christmas, unexpectedly. And the vice president was killed in an automobile accident in October. So we used to do a pig roast every year. We had the community center pig roast for over 25 years. But our president was the person who did our pig roast, and we didn't have a pig roast last year because of COVID. And so now with, 5 or 6 elderly people, for the most part, we have no way to raise funds anymore. And we would just like the buildings to be used to benefit the community rather than try to sell it and have it turned into a storage building or something like that. So that was our thought. We just would like to have the building benefit the community, the extended community.
You said there's basketball courts? Who has the...
We do, the Parks Department.
So the Parks has a basketball court there?
Yes.
It's a tennis court, basketball
court. Yeah, tennis court, basketball court, yes.
And the Parks put that in?
Yes.
Yep.
Where is it at on this map? Is it where the 135 you have?
I think it'd be on the 149, wouldn't it? The Taney County, what Taney County
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
It's Taney County.
So it's behind it there?
Yeah.
And then who does the maintenance? So we do the maintenance and upkeep on that?
Yes.
Who does the maintenance and upkeep on the building?
The community center.
So do they have an employee or is it all volunteer?
No, it's volunteer.
Yeah, we had it, 4 or 5 years ago, we had it striped to tennis courts and we had it, everything. That was the last year Ronnie was alive, was when we had it striped and everything out there. So, you guys don't mow out there, do you?
No, that was going to be one of my questions.
Yeah.
We would need to add that.
Yeah. To the mowing and the maintenance.
Who's going to collect the fees if there's a $25 fee to use the building? Who's going to oversee the operations? And
we'd have to work that out, but I think us as a board would probably oversee all that. I don't know if we could go through the commission office for rentals or, do like a shared calendar or something like that. I don't know, and the payment and all that stuff. So we kind of just basically talked about how that would all work out, and I don't know what your guys' thoughts on, like we have the placards out for our pavilions, and I think they call the commission office, Road and Bridge?
Yeah, the Road and Bridge, and then we send it to the commission office. That way everybody knows if they get a call that it's going to be reserved for that day.
Yeah.
Oh, so we reserve pavilions within the county?
We don't charge, but we just reserve them for birthday or whatever they got going.
Yeah.
How many pavilions do we have now?